Sonnet 1. From fairest creatures we desire increase, that thereby beauty's rose might never die, but as the riper should by time decease, his tender air might bear his memory. But thou, contracted to thine own bright eyes, feed'st thy light's flame with self-substantial fuel, making a famine where abundance lies, thyself thy foe, to thy sweet self too cruel. Thou that art now the world's fresh ornament, and only herald to the gaudy spring, within thine own bud buriest thy content, and, tender churl, makest waste in negarding. Pity the world, or else this glutton be, to eat the world's dew by the grave and thee.
Thank you, Miranda. Welcome to Old Soul Narrations. This is the first episode in the series of the Shakespearean Sonnets. The sonnets are performed by Cincinnati actor Miranda McGee. After each performance, I will include definitions of difficult words. I will also do a reading of the sonnets myself. I will limit introductions and scholarly interpretation as much as possible, as I wish for you to experience the poetry yourself before you form an opinion. However, as Shakespeare's sonnets are some of the most written about works in the world, some introduction is necessary. Please consider each of the sonnets an individual poem by itself in isolation. In terms of content, this is what you will hear. A sonnet is a 14-line verse poem. Shakespeare's sonnets are written in iambic pentameter. An iamb is a metrical foot.
An unstressed syllable followed by a stressed syllable. Ti-tum, 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 ti-tum.
And pentameter means that there are five groups. That means that iambic pentameter follows the pattern of
ti-tum, 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 ti-tum.
The two sounds in five groups in one line. There are 12 lines in Shakespeare's sonnets that follow a rhyme scheme of A-B-A-B.
C-D-C-D-E-F-E-F.
That is, of course, determined by the vowel sounds used at the end of the line. The final two lines of every sonnet are a rhyming couplet, which means that the second line rhymes with the first. All of the sonnets that Shakespeare wrote are romantic in nature. Some are addressed to a man, some are addressed to a woman, some include sexual innuendo, but their focus is on the vision of love, on love as a grander concept. Allow me to go over the details of the first sonnet. From fairest creatures we desire increase, that thereby beauty's rose might never die, means we seek beauty to have children, so our beauty may live on. But as the riper should by time decease, his tender air might bear his memory. This is articulating the same point. As the old die, their memory lives on in their children. But thou, contracted to thine own bright eyes, feed'st thy light's flame with self-substantial fuel, making a famine where abundance lies. Thyself thy foe, to thy sweet self too cruel. This means the young man he's talking to is obsessed with his own image, wasting his energy on himself, and wasting his youth on himself. Thou that art now the world's fresh ornament, as in, he's a man in his prime, and only herald to the gaudy spring. The line, and only herald to the gaudy spring, can have more than one meaning. Only can mean merely, and only can also mean singularly. And herald can be both a noun and a verb. But the emphasis, again, is on immature behavior. Within thine own bud buriest thy content. Again, reiterating the same point. And, tender churl, makest waste in negarding. Tender churl means young miser. Negarding is an archaic word for hoarding or misering. Pity the world, or else this glutton be, to eat the world's dew by the grave and thee. Essentially, have children, because one day you're going to die. Now let's listen to Miranda's performance again.
Sonnet 1. From fairest creatures we desire increase, that thereby beauty's rose might never die, but as the riper should by time decease, his tender air might bear his memory. But thou, contracted to thine own bright eyes, feed'st thy light's flame with self-substantial fuel, making a famine where abundance lies, thyself thy foe, to thy sweet self too cruel. Thou that art now the world's fresh ornament, and only herald to the gaudy spring, within thine own bud buriest thy content, and, tender churl, makest waste in neglecting. Pity the world, or else this glutton be, to eat the world's dew by the grave and thee.
Thank you for listening.